USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supporters of the Iran-backed militia who spent the night outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have begun leaving the area. The protesters are claiming victory and say they now demand the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq through the nation's parliament. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas reminds everyone,
"This was not protesters. These were terrorists that are organized, trained, and equipped by the Iranian regime. And this is something that we see in their playbook quite often."
Ortega speaking there on Fox News, and the first winter storm of 2020 is bringing snow to the western United States today. Up to a foot of snow is forecast in higher elevations from the Cascade Mountains of the Northwest to the Central Rockies, and as that storm moves east, it will bring snow from Kansas to Wisconsin on Thursday and Friday. And according to Bloomberg News, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos remains the richest man in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pope has a New Year's message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Pope delivering his first Mass of the year at the Vatican. Pope Francis denouncing violence against women in his first message of the year, his address also calling for an end to the exploitation of the female body and defending women's rights to migrate in search of a better future for their children. The Pope also condemned those who put economic growth ahead of the well-being of others.
The U.S. Army is banning TikTok from all government-owned phones. An Army spokeswoman told Military.com that the Chinese video app is considered a security risk and that it's following the guidance of the Secretary of Defense. TikTok has already been banned by the Navy, and a spokesperson for the company did not comment on the report. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Dow set a banner year in 2019, picking up more than 5,000 points during the calendar year, and according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, sky's the limit.
I'm looking forward to a great 2020. I mean, forecast-wise, I'm seeing closer to 3% real GDP growth than 2%. Yeah. I'm seeing at least 32,000 on the Dow.
With the new year, Illinois has now legalized recreational marijuana. And they're taking it a step further, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best. Because today we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans across 92 counties.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana is now legal in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And on this New Year's Day, a big day for college football with the Citrus Bowl kicking off here in mere minutes. Michigan is playing Alabama, and the highlight of many folks' day is the Rose Bowl, where you'll see Oregon facing Wisconsin. That game, of course, taking place in Pasadena. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.